Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
It is the Broomhead Show, the Mike Broomhead Show, without Broomhead today, but just for today, it's Mike Opelka. That's my name. And I'm a little nervous. I have to admit, I'm a little nervous because we're about to venture into a new territory for me, into this brand new segment. It has an intro, does it not, Jeremy?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Well, today it's going to be Opelka's reaction to the hottest news stories. And unfortunately, Mike, Independence Day was marred by a pair of shootings, one near Chicago where six people were killed. Another one last night when someone opened fire during a fireworks show in Philadelphia, wounding a pair of police officers. Philly Mayor Jim Kenney says guns need to go.
We live in America and we have the Second Amendment. And we have the Supreme Court of the United States telling everybody they can carry a gun wherever they want. It's like Dodge City. I was in Canada 2 weeks ago, never thought about a gun. The only people I knew who had guns up in Canada were police officers. And that's the way it should be here. But, I mean, look, in my lifetime, that's never going to happen.
So what bad could come out of only the government having guns, Mike?
Yeah, that's a great question. Did nobody read history books in the Kenney family? Did nobody understand what happened when the Nazis decided, well, we better take all the guns away from the Jews, and then we better take all the Jews away and kill them? It's just awful, and these people are clueless. And did he not realize the complete, utter irony of making a statement like that on a day like the 4th of July, when a bunch of rebels, if you will, armed because they wanted to protect themselves and their family, took on the nation with the greatest army and the greatest navy and defeated it? Does he not understand how ridiculous that statement is? And he's also protected by a small army of very well-armed security guards wherever he goes. So Mayor Kenney, who is completely disconnected from reality, I know because I live, as I said, 20 minutes from here, just an absolute loss on that one. He's got to take the L on that one. When you're using Canada as the example, it's a default loss. You just might as well walk off the field.
Well, a lot of turbulence for air travelers over the weekend, as ABC News reports.
Delta, American, and United cutting back flight schedules for the next 2 months with insufficient staffing. Delta even offered 8 passengers on one overbooked flight $10,000 cash for their seats, as the airline also deals with pilots picketing over pay and scheduling.
So, Mike, my question to you on this is, unless someone you really love is on their deathbed, is there any way you do not give up your seat for 10 grand?
Oh, no, I'm not even blinking. So the first person to raise their hand is going to get 10,000. But if it was 10,000 miles, I'm...
Exactly.
But no, that is so rare. And Mayor Pete, who actually is the transportation secretary, but he'll always be Mayor Pete to me. Boot Edge, that's how he told us to pronounce his name. Mayor Pete wanted to make sure that Americans knew they are entitled to compensation, cash compensation, if your flight is canceled, or additional miles if you get bumped. And I just want to ask Mayor Pete, because I do ride Amtrak a lot. I'm up in the Northeast Corridor, and I used to take Amtrak once a week to New York and once a week to Washington, D.C. to cover something. If my train is late, am I going to be compensated? Because that's what he was saying. Is the government going to, and they're too high priced as well because they don't have any competition. I'm just amazed by this. When I look at the problems of the airline industry right now, it was pandemic created, right? We pretty much shut down air travel. And we gave the airline industry in excess of $50 billion. Remember that? We gave them $50 billion with a B dollars, and said, you know, we want you to be able to keep your employees employed. We want you to be able to keep your business going and your planes maintained. So we're going to give you $50 billion. You don't even have to pay it back. And so the airlines couldn't keep the pilots trained. That was the at issue here is one of the big deals that airline pilots have to be putting in so many hours of flight time in order to be able to be qualified and certified to be safe in the air. And that makes sense. We all want safe pilots. So where's that $54 billion? I want to know where it is. And
go ahead.
Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas went on ABC News and said this is why the border has been overwhelmed for the last year and a half.
The migration that is occurring throughout the hemisphere is reflective of the economic downturn, increase in violence throughout the region. We continue to warn people not to take the dangerous journey. We are enforcing our laws.
Do you think it's working?
I think that we are doing a good job.
And the White House press secretary said last week the border is closed. So do they really believe they're doing a good job with the border?
No, they don't. They're just lying to us. It is such obfuscation of reality that all of these people are incompetent. You've got incontinence and incompetence in that White House, in that cabinet room. You've got a guy in Mayorkas who is way in over his head, who's absolutely overwhelmed. He's just, we're doing everything we could. And I feel worse for every single person who believes that they're supported by the government as they try and uphold the security of the border. So many men and women are down there trying to do their job. And look at the people who are accused of whipping people, and they did not do that. So the leadership is what's causing the problem. And a shame on Corinne Jean-Pierre, KGB, the press secretary, who said the border was closed. That border ain't closed. If that's true, if you believe that's closed, you don't understand the language that you're speaking, madam.
Last story of the day for you on this one, Mike. If you're into quirky sitcoms, here's some good news from ABC News.
You know what I think about pop psychiatry.
Yes, I know what you think about everything.
Can't get enough of those Crane brothers. It looks like the long-awaited Frasier reboot is finally happening. Kelsey Grammer on CBS's The Talk revealing they are in the final stages of script production. He said shooting could begin in October. It'll debut on Paramount Plus.
So my question is there an iconic show or sitcom you would like to see brought back to life or rebooted?
I would like to see Taxi come back. I would love to see Alex and Louie and Nardo and all of them come back to the garage in New York. I would love to see Taxi back, but I applaud the decision to bring back the Crane brothers, and I can't believe it's coming from mainstream media because Kelsey Grammer is such a strong conservative. They got rid of Tim Allen. They got rid of anyone who has a hint of strong conservatism gets shown the door from the networks. So this one really surprises me, but I will look forward to seeing Kelsey Grammer. And I don't know the politics of David Hyde Pierce, but this is a good one. I'm happy about this.